Welcome to the Biggest Story Podcast, a show where we discover how God's Word fits together as we walk through a new Bible story each week. Last week, we heard a story about pride and humility called Writing on the Wall from Daniel 5. In that story, we learned the big truth that God is so powerful that He controls kings and kingdoms. This week's story is called The Miraculous Catnap, and it comes from Daniel 6. Throughout Daniel's life, God was with him. God protected and blessed him. Even though Daniel was one of the people captured and taken from Judah, he served in very high positions of power under three different kings. After King Nebuchadnezzar died, Belshazzar became king in his place.
He was the one with the party and the writing on the wall.
Yes, but he was killed after his party, just like God had foretold through that hand that wrote on the wall. Then, as God predicted, the Medes and the Persians conquered the Babylonians. A new kingdom with a new king. The new king's name was Darius.
Finally, a name that I can pronounce.
I know. Darius's kingdom had 120 states with 120 governors. And to rule over all those governors, Darius picked three men. Their names were Stan, Han, and Dan.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. The Bible only gives us Dan's name. Actually, it was Daniel. And Daniel quickly became the favorite. In fact, Darius planned to make him rule over the whole kingdom. And when the other two rulers found out, what do you think they thought about it? Let's listen in.
Chapter 46, The Miraculous Catnap, Daniel 6. After Nebuchadnezzar died, his grandson Belshazzar reigned in his place as king in Babylon. But after Belshazzar was killed, a new line of kings and a new kingdom rose to power, as Daniel predicted. Babylon was overtaken by the Medes and the Persians, and Darius was the new king. Darius organized his reign with various rulers over different parts of the kingdom. Daniel was one of the key rulers. Some of the other rulers were jealous because the king thought so highly of Daniel. They tried to find a reason to get Daniel in trouble. But Daniel was so careful and so faithful that they found no complaints to bring before the king. Instead, they got busy on a nasty plan. The rulers flattered the king. "You are an amazing king," they said. "You ought to make a law that forbids your subjects to worship any god but you. And if they worship another god, you should throw them into the den of lions." The king must have thought himself pretty important because he thought this was a swell idea. He signed the document and it became the law of the land. Daniel had been a good helper for Darius, but he knew Darius was no god. Daniel worshipped the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and prayed to the Lord three times a day. Just because the new law said everyone needed to pray to Darius didn't mean Daniel was going to stop praying to the real God. When the jealous leaders saw Daniel praying to the Lord, just like they knew he would, they hurried to the palace to tattle to the king. Darius was upset. He never meant for his friend to be fed to the lions. But he had signed the decree, and now he didn't dare change it. As Daniel was cast into the den, the king cried out, "May your God deliver you." The den was covered with a stone and sealed with the king's own ring. Darius returned to his home, a sad man. He didn't sleep all night. As soon as it was morning, the king got up and ran to the lion's den. He yelled out in a panic, like your mom might if she saw you riding your bike in the middle of the road. Darius said, Oh, Daniel, has your God kept you safe from the lions? I bet the king was nervous about what he would hear next. Would it be the voice of Daniel or the roar of a well-fed lion? I'm okay, Daniel replied. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths. I am innocent before God and have done nothing to harm you, O king. The king was glad. He ordered Daniel to be set free and commanded the wicked men and their families to be cast into the den of lions. Before they hit the ground, the sleeping lions woke up and did their worst. Then King Darius signed a new decree, calling on all the people to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, the God who performs mighty signs and is mighty to save. Darius saw firsthand that the true God could do what the king of the Medes and Persians couldn't do.
What would you do if the government said, whoever worships Jesus will be sent to prison? Would you still trust God's word? Keep worshiping Jesus? Praying? Telling others about Jesus? Would you still act like you were a Christian?
It would be hard to keep following Jesus, but I hope I would.
Daniel had that courageous faith. He prayed to the Lord even though he knew he would be tossed into the lion's den. And like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he had no guarantee from God that he would survive. He chose to worship God no matter what. He chose to worship God because he loved and trusted God with his life. In the book of Hebrews, some people with great faith are listed. Through faith, we are told, these heroes of faith stopped the mouths of lions and quenched the power of fire. The author is writing about Daniel and his friends. But later in Hebrews, we're told that others, because of their faith, were mistreated, mocked, tortured, imprisoned, and killed. We also read that Jesus, who is called the founder and perfecter of our faith, endured the cross. If we are to keep the faith like Daniel, we need to follow Jesus, who trusted God even though it led to death. And just like God delivered Jesus by raising him from the dead, he will deliver us if we keep trusting him. That brings us to today's big truth. Like Daniel, we can trust and obey God no matter what happens. Okay, it's time for this week's memory verse. Our verse for this week is Psalm 9:10. Those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Say it with me this time, repeating after me. Psalm 9:10.
Psalm 9:10.
Those who know your name,
those who know your name,
put their trust in you.
Put their trust in you.
For you, O Lord,
for you, O Lord,
have not forsaken those who seek you.
Have not forsaken those who seek you.
Great job. Keep practicing this verse throughout the week as a way to hide God's word in your heart. To close our lesson for today, would you pray along with me? Give us faith, O God, to serve you alone, no matter who is watching. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Biggest Story podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend so that they can learn more about the big story of the Bible, too. You can visit thebiggeststory.com to download coloring pages and activity sheets for today's lesson. There you'll also find other resources like memory verse cards, posters, videos, and more. The Biggest Story podcast is a production of Crossway. If you're looking for kids' novels that are steeped in adventure, magic, mystery, and glimmers of hope, check out the Dreamkeeper Saga, written by Catherine Butler. This series is ideal for middle grade readers and families. Check out the Dreamkeeper Saga at crossway.org today.